Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, my friends. So glad you're here, Freako. Share the episode, rate it, comment. That would make us happy as can be. JD and Liz are here. Ramona's sitting the pod out. Doing some important meeting. Meeting is a word I made up. So we started on this during the program, and we liked some of them, and we discounted others.
Yeah.
In a BuzzFeed or Reddit, one of these places I got this, relationship rules that are unique, they think. One couple says their rule is you can only fight naked. When things get heated, you have to strip down if you want to keep arguing. Now, that works in the guy's favor.
100%.
Not in the woman's favor so much. Women aren't as you know, visual, and no. I'd say more often than not, the guy's out of shape in the relationship.
Right. I can only imagine, like, if I tried to do this and just completely just, you know, drop trowel and just did that, Nicole would be like, what are you doing?
Angry.
Yeah. What are you doing? It's like, I just want to be on an equal playing field. No, what are you doing?
Yeah. I've definitely done, like, I'll do, like, hump in the air or something. Hey!
Yeah.
Try to make her laugh or something, or goofy, like, and not make me laugh when I'm mad.
Oh, my God. I will cut Brian if he, like, tries to make a joke and I'm like, now is not the time. Yeah. I do like the idea of the nude arguing only to de-escalate the situation.
It takes
but
time.
I feel like it can't be impromptu nudity, like, impromptu nudity. Like, it has to be a discussion, like, okay, we're taking our argument too far. We each have to remove an article of clothing until, you know, yes. Like, but make it like poker, right.
And is it only, like, is it a slight disagreement, you know? You're like, oh, did you, it's your turn to take the dog out. Wait a minute, let's get naked.
All right, everybody.
Like, every little moment, I'd be naked half the time. We're always fighting about something.
I think I would be the same.
Yeah, really, because I'm sort of an argument. Never seeing or dealing with each other's families, this one couple says.
I need this one.
No
bad.
Family functions, no holidays, no Christmas. I could not do it. I could, because, I mean, I guess if she, no, like, my family is very into family. Like, they.
Same here.
They would think that whoever this mystery person was I was married to was an awful human being or a serial killer or something was drastically wrong that they never saw the person. So
yeah, no, we're always about, you know, doing stuff with family. Obviously, seeing how we live next door to my in-laws, like, there wouldn't be any, you know, mistaking of, are you guys home? Like, that kind of stuff. So I don't think that would fly.
Do you have official rules? Like, they can't just come
100%.
Over?
Oh, 100%.
Like, official, or are you just kind of like, we know?
No. Like, we have official rules. So, like, there's no just showing up, just popping in.
Gotcha.
Just because they're right next door. We have a WhatsApp group together that we all are in, and just like, listen, are you guys home? Is it okay to do this? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that
goes. And they're cool when you say no?
So here's the thing.
That'd be a hard thing to say, like, I'm just watching TV and I kind of want to be alone.
Right. So they are they're active, very active, busybodies, which I love. But then there's also days where it's just kind of like, we just want to sit around and watch TV. And they're like, let's go and do something. And it's like,
yeah, that's the hard part.
So saying no, especially with them next door,
is hard.
Can be a little bit more difficult. But, you know, it works in our favor sometimes, and sometimes
yeah.
It doesn't.
I mean, it helps. Yeah, I get that.
Brian and I have a lot of distance between our families. His is physical distance. Like, his immediate family lives out in California, so I've never met them.
Oh, okay. That's different because you're so far away.
Yeah, exactly. But my bigger problem is, like, with his former family unit, he has an ex-wife I do not enjoy.
Yeah.
So there's like some very hard and fast rules about the communication and the visitation and the complication of those matters.
But
and then
that's
my
kids involved.
Yes. And then my family is very different. It's just crumbling. So like that's like my, he would help me at any given. And he's like met my family and been to dinners.
Yeah,
but yeah, we have a very fluid situation in my immediate family.
But I think it'd be hard. Imagine getting married to somebody and you say, but here's the rules.
I'm fine.
From now on out, I'm never, ever going to your family's get-togethers, functions, meeting them.
Mm-hmm.
That would not work in my family.
I'm completely fine with the very idea of that.
Yeah. So
the concept on paper is fine. I don't think it works in real life.
So, okay, question, kind of left turn on this. I have an ex-girlfriend who I dated in high school for a few years, and then we separated, and she went to college, I went to college, blah, blah, blah. She has become pretty good friends with Nicole.
Oh, okay.
So, which is interesting because it's more of a friendship that she's created with Nicole. Nicole hasn't really reached out to her, like, wanted to get close to her, but X has always kind of been like, you're so amazing, you're so cool, and like she sends her things and all that kind of stuff, which to me, like, they're very similar. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, I dated both of them, not the same time.
How much years difference between?
Oh, this was high school, and I didn't start dating Nicole until I graduated college.
Okay.
Yeah. So like we and this girl, we hadn't talked for years, and then all of a sudden, like, she kind of popped back up, and Nicole and her kind of created a little bit of a friendship.
They don't live in this close.
No, she still lives out west, but we live here.
But she sends
Nicole stuff. Like, she will send
her stuff.
Oh yeah, she'll text message her. She'll send her, you know, messages on Instagram. She sent her a gift yesterday.
That's weird.
In the mail. And so, like, I got it.
I like it. I like women supporting women. I like the solidarity.
So here's the thing too, is like, and I'm okay with it because they are very, very similar.
Okay.
But Nicole's like, oh, I got something from your ex-girlfriend again. And I was
That's crazy to me.
But they are, like I said, they're incredibly similar.
So what? They don't see each other, right?
No, they don't see each other.
Pen pals?
No, but I'm telling you, if there was an option, I feel like she would definitely like come out here or like visit us with her new family.
Yeah, there's something wrong with her.
I kind of like it.
You don't need. Who needs a friend that far away who's not really a friend?
Right. You don't collect friends. You.
That's why I don't get this.
Right? Yeah, I do. I'm a friend collector.
So I'm just talking to somebody that I don't see.
The only
thing in common is you know, had relations with this one.
No,
you're looking at it completely negatively.
I don't
have time for these crazy relationships.
And what's crazy about it too is that there's a lot of times too where she'll be like, you know, I hope it's okay. Like, I don't make you feel uncomfortable about the fact that, you know, JD and I used to date back in high school. And Nicole's like, listen, if she keeps that up and keeps,
I would never mention that in my entire life.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But like the fact that she keeps bringing it up,
Her relationship, I don't have a lot of faith in. Where's the husband during this? The husband's got to be like, this is a bunch of bull.
See, and okay, so here's
Brian
another
would
weird
let me
thing.
Do that. Brian would let me do that.
He'd let
fine.
You, but he'd think it's bull.
No, Brian.
But I like her husband.
You're
too.
Crazy.
Like her husband is a cool dude.
Sure
like I
is.
Could see I could see myself
fine.
Hanging out with him.
Maybe
I just see
swingers.
No reason for anybody to reach out to an ex or the ex's wife or the ex's husband. There's no reason. There's no reason. There's no upside. There's only potentially downside.
It's very different. And so yesterday I go to the mail to get the mail out,
like,
and
friends.
there's that package that's in there, and it's the packaging is almost identical to the stuff that Nicole uses for her for her shop that she sends out her products with. And so I get it, and I'm like, I think it's a return. And she looked at the address and everything, and it was from this ex. And she's like, no, your ex-girlfriend sent me
single
another
white
gift.
Female man or something. Something crazy going
it's,
on.
It's
here.
Different, right?
It popped into my head.
There is no reason on God's green earth.
There's a million reasons.
There's none.
Friends are fun.
You can't find people around you.
No, it's a different world
why
now.
Why that one?
Because you can't.
Why an ex? What are you? It's a bunch
he
of
he said they're very similar.
Very.
Well, bull poopy crap.
Very similar.
Go find someone else similar. Get out of my life. I don't need you. You don't need us.
Wait,
I mean, hope you don't need us.
The Bunny Cooker movie, the Glenn Close,
I
Will Not Be Ignored.
Yes, yeah. It is. No. It's kind of like you're forcing yourself
I like it.
Into a
do you?
Life.
I do. I absolutely positive. I am the world's most outgoing, most social, make a friend all the time, everywhere, forever. So I'm on board with
and
this.
And I'm good
in a
with
very
it.
Genuine
I'm sense. Why are you reaching out to your ex or your exes? I just don't get it.
I'm very – so here's the thing, too. This is the weird part.
It's all the weird part, babe.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird in it, but like she speaks specifically to Nicole.
Yeah,
her
I like
and
it.
I have not spoken.
Nope, that makes it even better.
We have
that's
not spoken
pure,
since our high school reunion, which
happen.
Was yeah. Well, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
1000% agree. I'm not dipping back into that
no,
point.
No,
I think
you
she's
are not.
Amazing, and I think that she's really great. And
nope, like, give her
that
space.
Was an amazing part of my life.
Yeah, nope. Yeah.
But like, I'm not playing that game.
Nope,
that's waters I don't want to get into.
Do not.
I just don't understand it.
It's
why
different.
Anybody wants to reach out to somebody that they don't know or haven't seen in forever?
They
why?
Have a lot in common, clearly.
They, Yeah.
So what?
I like it.
It's not like she has something weird that they have in common. I'm sure you can find a lot of people with similar.
He's weird. They have.
They have me. Yeah. I'm the commonality. No, I totally will take it. But I'm the commonality in the situation. So like, yeah. It's. Ew.
I don't get it.
I was talking to my dad about it, and he's just like, he said the same thing. He's like, that's interesting.
Women like friends, and some women, me and chief
even
among
like
them,
friends, but why?
Like connections and friends, and
but
yeah,
why that
I'm
one?
Fine. I'm fine.
You can't find enough around you? You're
no,
a loser? Get away. Jeez, don't you have any, you know what's the problem? I bet she has no real friends that are
hey,
at where
no,
she lives.
Don't you dare.
Yep.
Don't you dare.
Why else?
Because they have a lot in common.
Pick up a book, watch a Netflix show.
You just, pick up a book.
I will. Pick it, throw it at her.
In Boise.
yes. That is, okay. So anyway, there's also on this one, a chicken nugget tax. If either of you make them, you have to bring one nugget to the other person before you eat any.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for it. I could do that.
If you're I think probably that goes for a bigger picture.
Yeah.
If you're making something, right, mm-hmm. you have to have enough for both or something, or at least offer the person
so
something.
So we do
right?
a table tax. So anytime we go somewhere or somebody likes table something, tax. It's like, oh, table tax, I got to taste this, you know?
Ah.
So like if I make Nicole something, then I was like, I got to do this. Or if Cooper orders chicken nuggets specifically, table tax. Like,
I've never heard of this before.
Brian did the sweetest thing in the world last night. We went out to grab a beer at Jack Beagle's, and I demanded that he ordered like a certain kind of beer because I wanted to try it.
Yes, I've seen that before, yes.
Like, oh, get that one, and it'll be fun, because yeah. I wanted it. And he did get it, and he offered me a sip, and I was like, oh, this is great. You know, what do you think? And he was like, I haven't tried it yet. He gave me dibs on the first sip.
Well, I'd always give the first sip to them.
Oh, I was so surprised.
Because she's probably going to say, oh, I like this one, and she's going to take it.
Oh, I did not take it, but he didn't finish it, and I've never seen him not finish a beer in the history of our relationship.
He forced it on you.
That's fine. I loved it.
Yeah. They have on here living in separate homes, which you are all, this couple bought a duplex.
1,000,000,000%. We need his and hers residences next door.
Could you just have like, you know, one bonus room or something?
So we've done that at our old row home.
Just don't come in here.
Right. But it's almost like, the way his stuff piles up, it tends to creep into the rest of the house.
He's quite the hoarder.
Yes.
He's a clutterer.
He is. He loves clutter and mess. And I am the clutterer.
The declutterer.
Yeah. I go like.
Minimalist.
Bonker. I used that word the other day because I was like, get rid of that crap. And he's like, it's not crap. And I was like, yes, it is. He's like, we can't keep anything in here. And I said, I'm a minimalist.
Yeah, that's what you got to say. I can see. I mean. Square footage is important for a relationship.
Two sinks are important for a relationship.
Oh, no, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, two sinks are...
Separate bathrooms, double sinks?
I don't know about separate bathrooms, but I would definitely see double sinks. Like, we, in our last place, when we first moved here, we had just a single one, and it you know...
The double's a problem, though. I mean, it can be a problem if... They are the people that leave like the toothpaste all over. Yeah.
And I have to clean up both?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got to look at it. That's why you have a separate bathroom, so I don't have to look at your crap.
And one of the reasons I love the duplex idea is that I'm not housekeeping his house. But when his like house mess spills into like where my living area and like my couch, listen to me, my couch, my bedroom, my whatever, because like, I'm the one that picks all of it up. But also, I think it's fair to point out that it's not just that Brian's a night owl.
Yeah.
He's like an active night owl. So he's like making nachos and strumming the guitar. And he'll put headphones on to watch TV.
So that's more important than the clutter even.
Right. And then the dog is active if he's active. So it's the pitter-patter of dog feet. And,
that's hard.
Yeah. Okay.
That is difficult. Timing, you know, people that work third shift, that kind of thing.
It's sleep compatibility.
Sure would be a matter. Does he clean? He's a clutter, but does he
He doesn't clean. Doesn't clean at all.
That's not his thing?
Nope.
What is his thing? What is his contribution?
He's being awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
That gets him a lot.
That's I get that. The other one they had in here I thought was kind of interesting because I'm all for it. No checking in. Zero pressure.
Oh, yes!
Zero pressure to call or text.
Yes!
When you're out of town or away all day. No one's allowed to get offended or upset if you don't check in.
Brian's been driving for 6 hours. I have no idea where he is.
I love that.
Unless I look at the Find My app.
I love it.
I like to check in. I like to know what's going on because I want her to know that I'm interested in what she's doing.
But I'm not.
I love the.
But,
but you, I respect that.
And she's not.
So if you're out with a girls' weekend, I don't need to hear from you for that entire weekend.
Right. Okay.
Not one thing.
So okay. So a couple weeks ago, she had a girls' night where she went out on a Friday night, and so Cooper and I were just hanging at home, and it was great. But then later on in the night, like, I was checking in to see how things were because I wanted to say goodnight and all that stuff, and I didn't hear from her. And normally, I'd be like, is everything all right? What's going on? Is everything cool?
Just let it go.
But I let it go. And I even told her, I was like, I'm very proud of myself for not reaching out and saying, hey, what are you doing? What's happening? Blah, blah.
It
was a little bit hard for me because I wanted to know, like, I was excited for her that she had girls' night. And I was like, I want to know what's going on. Not because I need to know, but I just
wait till the next day.
As a girl who's a girls' nighter, I am the world's biggest drunk wanderer. So, like, Brian and I lived in this contained area where you could just, like, walk from bar to bar to bar to bar. And when I'm sipping cocktails, I will go from bar to bar to bar.
I'm fast.
Exactly.
I don't stay in a place. Yes.
So Brian just lets me go. I'll bring new friends back to him, and I'll go back out. I'll bring new friends back to him.
And he's comfortable, yes.
Oh,
but, like, you go for a weekend, do you check in a lot?
No. Again, he's been on the road for 6 hours. I have no idea how it's going.
Yeah, I only check in because I feel she wants me to, but otherwise I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And when I'm out with guys and a guy says they got to call their wife or girlfriend, they just get abused.
Oh, 100%.
They just get abused.
But have you noticed, though, too, like, being on the other side of that, like, if you don't check in, then it's, okay, that's fine. But if she wants you to check, if she's trying to get a hold of you, like, she wants to know what's happening right away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how does that work, though? Like, how can one be one way and the other be the other?
That's why they say you make this rule out of the gate.
No checking in.
checking in needed.
So ours has probably kind of evolved into an unspoken don't really check in. Because, JD, I think I used to be more like you. Like, ask me about my day. I'm going to tell you about mine.
Yeah.
And Brian's just like, I'm too chill.
Cool. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm too chill. I'm not telling you where I am all the time. And not in a mean or malicious way. Yeah. In a very trustworthy way.
Well, it's not even and I would say checking in is different than if there's information needed.
Right.
Yeah.
The checking in is just like, hey, how you doing? I don't need that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like, oh, you need to call about the, I don't know, we got a rat in the sink, whatever. I don't know what it is.
And at your house, you do.
Yeah, we do. We have pet rats. Yes, we do. If there's information to be exchanged, it's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm leaving here and driving home on the interstate knowing that there's been accidents out, like, you know, and it's slick outside or, you know, whatever it might be, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm on my way home.
Oh, yeah, you can exchange information.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, Brian's not going to, if I'm on a girl's night, he's not typically going to be like, how's your girl's night?
Yeah, on your way is one thing because you want to give them a heads up. Sometimes you want to see what kind of crap storm am I walking into?
I agree.
You need to put out feelers.
Yeah, a little feeler there. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for hanging with us. You can go to the Matt and Ramona Facebook page to reach out to us, or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway socials, and mix1079.com. Please share this, rate it, follow, and we'll talk soon.